For the season's final Carte Blanche concert, Music at Menlo welcomes back pianist Menahem Pressler. Menahem has designed a program of solo and chamber works by some of the composers of whose music he has been a peerless interpreter throughout his illustrious career. The program begins with the French composer Gabriel Fauré's Dolly Suite for piano four hands, for which Menahem will be joined by Wu Han. In the early 1890s, Fauré entered into an affair with the soprano Emma Bardach, whose young daughter Hélène, nicknamed Dolly for her diminutive stature, so endeared herself to the composer as to inspire this elegant six-movement work. Composed between 1893 and 1897, the suite illustrates many quintessential traits of Fauré's musical language. His effortless sense of melody is evident from the opening measures of the graceful berceuse, or lullaby. The suite is in turns tender and playful, always exhibiting Fauré's lyric gift, and comprises a convincing homage to its young dedicatee. The berceuse is followed by the capricious Miaou, whose title's feline evocation owes not to Fauré but to his editor. In fact, the composer originally entitled the movement Monsieur Aoul, in imitation of the young Hélène's approximation of her brother's name, Monsieur Raoul. Fauré composed the third movement, Dolly's Garden, as a New Year's Day present to Dolly in 1895. The following movement, the whimsical Kitty Waltz, also constituted a present, this one for Dolly's fourth birthday, and bears the name of the family's beloved pet dog named Ketty. Despite its perfect suitability towards a beloved child, the fifth movement, Tenderness, originally bore a dedication to Adela Madison, Fauré's friend and composition student, and, it has been surmised, sometime object of affection. The suite ends with Le Pas Espagnol, a piquant Spanish dance. Following a set of solo piano selections by Robert Schumann, Frédéric Chopin, and Claude Debussy, the program concludes with Antonín Dvořák's Opus 87 Piano Quartet, for which Menahem will be joined by violinist Philip Setzer, violist Paul Neubauer, and cellist David Finkel. The Piano Quartet in E-flat major, Opus 87, is the second piano quartet that Dvořák wrote. He had previously composed a quartet in D major in 1875, on the strength of which his publisher urged him to compose another, even though, or perhaps because, the earlier quartet failed to achieve great commercial success. Dvořák began sketching the E-flat quartet in 1887, immediately after completing his Opus 81 piano quintet, but soon abandoned this first attempt. But he revisited the work 2 years later and was able to complete it in a sudden flash of inspiration. In a letter to a friend that summer, Dvořák wrote, quote, "I've now already finished three movements of a new piano quartet, and the finale will be ready in a few days. As I expected, it came easily, and the melodies just surged upon me, thank God." End quote. The quartet features striking conversational writing between the piano and strings. The work opens with a forceful gesture, stated in unison by the violin, viola, and cello. The piano responds whimsically. The strings continue to trade quips with the piano until a fiery, dance-like transition brings the two sides together for a grandiose restatement of the theme. With the second theme, the music changes tenor again. Now the viola sings an expressive and lyrical melody, completed by the violin. The development section shows off Dvořák's ability to coax a wide range of emotive effects from the same musical material. Listen as he manipulates the good-humored musical idea from the movement's opening to evoke a somber pensiveness. This leads to the development section's angry climax. Perhaps the most striking moment of the opening movement is its brilliant finish. The coda begins with a quiet and tranquil statement of the theme, played as shimmering tremolo gestures in the strings. This music accelerates into an exuberant close. Thank you. The second movement is a collection of five melodies, each with its own distinct character. The first melody is a yearning romance, sung tenderly by the cello over a gentle piano accompaniment. The following melody is a sweet and simple arching line played by the violin. A more stark chorale-style musical idea is presented by the piano, with interjections from the strings. A sudden chromatic outburst plunges the music into a fourth melody, much heavier and darker than the preceding material. The severity of this musical idea is immediately apparent, as a high shrieking gesture in the violin is echoed in the bottom notes of the cello. The accompaniment in the piano and viola is rhythmically tense. The fifth and final melody is a delicate dance, slightly reminiscent of the third melody. Though the music returns to a tuneful simplicity, the sweeping romantic lyricism of the first melody has given way to a slightly sardonic gait. The third movement's scherzo jolts the listener from the previous movement's drowsy conclusion. And proceeds with a waltz of Schubertian elegance. The second theme, played by the piano, presents a subtle but certain departure from Western Europe. Its exotic tune hints at the Middle Eastern influence often found in Bohemian folk music. After repeating the waltz melody, Dvorak reconciles one musical heritage with the other. Listen to how he integrates Eastern melody with Western harmony. When the piano takes over the waltz melody, it imitates the sound of a cymbalum, a hammered dulcimer frequently used in Bohemian folk music. The middle trio section is more directly evocative of an Eastern European folk dance, with its harmonic simplicity and unrestrained, high-spirited rhythm. Again acknowledging the two sides of his musical identity, Dvorak moves seamlessly back from this gypsy dance to the opening waltz. The sonata form finale is quintessential Dvorak. Once again evoking the spirit of a Bohemian folk dance, the unison statement of the opening theme by each of the four instruments is a forceful, life-affirming proclamation. The gypsy stylization of this musical idea is even stronger when taken alone by the viola. Incidentally, Dvorak's instrument. Pizzicato notes in the violin and cello color the melody. The movement's second theme again betrays Dvorak's partiality for the viola, which introduces an especially heartfelt melody before being joined by the violin. As in the first movement, the development section here explores the wide expressive potential of the themes already presented. The emotive shift is made immediately obvious with the abrupt transition from the exposition. The recapitulation repeats the musical material from the exposition, and the work comes to a stirring conclusion. Audio notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following performers and organizations. Johannes Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Paganini and Bella Bartok's Dance Suite are performed by Alessio Bax and appear courtesy of the artist. George Enescu's Violin Sonata No. 3 is performed by Adelina Oprian and Justin Oprian and appears courtesy of Helios Records. Brahms' Opus 39 Waltzes, performed by Alphonse and Alois Kontarski, Brahms' Opus 76 Piano Pieces, performed by Tomas Vasari, Clara Schumann's Romance Opus 22 No. 1, Felix Mendelssohn's Auf den Flügeln des Gesanges, and Josef Joachim's Romance Opus 2 No. 1, performed by Daniel Hope and Sebastian Nauer, appear with kind permission of Deutsche Grammophon GmbH Hamburg, www.deutschegrammophon.com. Brahms' Opus 10 Ballades, performed by Stephen Huff, appear courtesy of Hyperion Records. Brahms' Violin Sonata No. 1 in G Major, Opus 78, is performed by Joseph Swenson and Jeffrey Kahane, and appears courtesy of Music at Menlo. Brahms' Piano Quartet in G Minor, Opus 25, performed by Gilbert Kalish, Ian Swenson, Paul Neubauer, and Colin Carr, and Antonin Dvorak's Piano Quartet in E-flat Major, Opus 87, performed by Gilbert Kalish, Georgia Flizanis, Geraldine Walter, and Colin Carr, appear courtesy of Music at Menlo Live. Brahms' Opus 114 Clarinet Trio and Max Bruch's Opus 83 pieces are performed by David Schifrin, David Finkel, and Wu Han. Brahms' Clarinet Sonata in F Minor, Opus 120 No. 1 is performed by David Schifrin and Carol Rosenberger and appears courtesy of Delos Music. For more information, please visit www.delosmusic.com. Gabriel Fauré's Dolly Suite is performed by Duo Mento and appears courtesy of Eroica Records. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.